This is the TriDot Podcast. TriDot uses your training data and genetic profile combined with predictive analytics and artificial intelligence to optimize your training, giving you better results in less time with fewer injuries. Our podcast is here to educate, inspire, and entertain. We'll talk all things triathlon with expert coaches and special guests. Join the conversation and let's improve together.
Welcome to the TriDot Podcast. Now, back in the day when I was starting as a TriDot athlete, I feel like TriDot was kind of like the best kept secret when it came to triathlon training in the triathlon world. There were a lot of athletes using TriDot, a lot of coaches using TriDot, but nowhere near to where things are today, with us being the official training platform of Ironman and lots of athletes and lots of coaches coming on board to use TriDot training. We are mainstream, people. We are a mainstream training option. And you know what? We just wanted to sit down and have a conversation with some of our coaches who have come on board with TriDot in the last year or two and just kind of pick their brains on what it was like for them kind of getting on board with TriDot, and more importantly, what they're hearing from their athletes as their athletes start training with TriDot. So this is the episode. If you are a TriDot coach or a TriDot athlete, you can share this episode with maybe your non-TriDot friends and kind of have them catch a glimpse of what TriDot is all about and maybe decide to join the party themselves. So I've got three coaches here to talk about their experience switching to TriDot. Our first guest is Coach Rhea Usher. Rhea is a British triathlon and Ironman certified coach, assisting athletes competing in ITU and longer distances. Having been a former Canadian international alpine ski racer, Rhea understands the intensities, pressures, and psychological demands that are placed on athletes no matter what level they are competing. Rhea has been competing in triathlon since 2015 and has podiums at Ironman events and has qualified and competed in the ETU, ITU, and Ironman 70.3 World Championships. Rhea, thanks so much for coming back on the show to talk about your personal TriDot experience.
Hey, Andrew. It's so nice to be back. The last time I was on the show, it was an all-female lineup, so it's really nice to have
you. Yes, it was.
And Jose, who is my big buddy over here in Europe, getting to share a podcast with him. I'm really excited to be here.
Our next guest, as Rhea alluded to, is Coach Jose. Jose is the founder and lead coach at Josera Training, based out of Resca, Spain. He is an Ironman certified coach and has a university degree in sports science. Jose serves as TriDot's market leader in Spain, spreading the word about TriDot and bringing new coaches and athletes to the TriDot family. He himself is a 28-time Ironman finisher who is equally passionate about seeing his own athletes cross that finish line. Jose, welcome back to the TriDot Podcast.
Andrew, a year ago, I pinched myself when I received your message to participate in the TriDot Podcast.
Ah, shucks.
And now, 12 months later, I thank you again for being here again. And now with, you know, Rhea, one of my biggest reference in the sport and in the triathlon world. Talking about coaches, of course, and meeting here just me. So it's the best company, the best team. So we are going to have a very nice conversation.
Well, and as Jose alluded to, joining us for the very first time is Coach Jasmine Moezzi. Jasmine is the founder, president, and head coach of the California-based South Bay Squad. She raced collegiately as a member of the triathlon team at the University of Southern California, where she received her BS in Applied and Computational Mathematics. She's an Ironman U certified coach and is a certified nutritionist and health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Jasmine, for the very first time, welcome to the TriDot Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on with all of you. And yeah, I've been listening to the podcast for a while and using TriDot for a while. So this is like a dream come true. So very excited.
Well, I am Andrew, the average triathlete, voice of the people, and captain of the middle of the pack. As always, we'll roll through our warm-up questions, settle in for our main set conversation, and then wind things down with Vanessa taking over for our coach cool-down tip of the week. Lots of good stuff. Let's get to it.
Time to warm up. Let's get moving.
There are a lot of professional triathletes with loads of personality and loads of stories. And for our warm-up question today, here is what I'm wondering from the TriDot audience. If you could sit down for a casual chat with any pro triathlete, maybe over a cup of coffee or breakfast or something, who would you most want to hang out with? And I'm not talking about like a formal meet and greet, sit down. You know, I'm just talking about you bump into each other at the cafe and you just get to know each other. What pro triathlete do you want to hang out with for just a little bit? Coach Jasmine, first time on the podcast, what is your warm-up question answer?
So I think I would sit down with Carolyn Carter, the LA triathlete. I don't know if you guys have seen her content on Instagram.
I actually
already know her and I'm like friends with her and stuff. So it would kind of be just like a fun little gathering for us. But I've never actually just sat down with her and hung out with her. I just see her at all the races and cheer her on. So I'd love to actually just, yeah, like hang out with her and get a coffee or some breakfast, because she's just, I think, one of the coolest, like most down-to-earth people and makes like such fun content. And she's just, yeah, she's great. So, and obviously an amazing athlete. So, yeah.
Yeah. If you are a triathlete on Instagram, she is a must follow for sure. Very, very humorous content. Very, very, a very funny take on the sport. It's a great pick, Jasmine. Jose, over to you here. What pro triathlete do you want to hang out with?
I have two names here, Andrew.
Okay.
The first is the professional athlete who, from my point of view, has made more contributions to our sports, not only from the point of view of performance, 6 times Ironman world champion, but from a more human point of view, from the mental part of how to face the competition and its balance with life. So here in TriDot, we know his name, and his name is Mark Allen.
Heard of him. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yes. On the other hand, I would love to be able to talk with Daniela Ries. I think she has been a great evolution in women's Ironman training and racing. So I'm sure a conversation with her would be like wonderful.
Great picks there, Jose. Rhea, over to you.
Do you know, actually, I didn't realize this, that but one of the problems of putting Jose and I both on a podcast is that we totally agree on everything. And annoyingly, that is exactly the answer that I had. But for me, it's inspirational women, like powerhouse women, right? So one of the people that I was so fond of, you know, arguably one of the greatest in the female sport, was Marinda Carfrey. And of course, I've just had the pleasure of spending 3 days with her in Texas,
yeah,
like on the Ironman U stuff. So it's really cool that I've gotten to meet her. And I've been able to have a chat with her. And what's so cool is when you meet these incredible athletes who are down to earth, like just really easy to get on and talk to. So she was amazing. But as a current pro, because it's her last season, Daniela Ries was also my vote, because I mean, you can't get a CV better than that right now. It's so impressive. So yeah, I'm snaps with Jose on that one.
Okay, well, it's a good thing Jose said two people, because that kind of gives you the wiggle room there to double up on his answer and have it be okay as we walk away today. But I'm going to go real quick here. My answer here is Sam Long, and it's not necessarily because he's my favorite pro to follow. I do like following him, but I don't root for him over other people. I would love to sit down and just compare notes as new dads in a sport and just hear that there's a lot of triathletes who are parents, moms and dads on both sides of the field. But he wasn't too far behind me in terms of having his first kid. And I would just be curious to talk shop on how he's getting along with being a new father and just how that's impacting his training as a pro. I can tell you how it's impacted my training as an amateur with a full-time job. It's impacted it greatly. I'm not training a whole lot. He's obviously training quite a bit, but it's his job to train. But anyway, that's my pick, is Sam Long, just to sit down and be two tri-dads having a chat. We're going to throw this question out to you, our audience. Make sure you're a member of the I Am TriDot Facebook group, where we have just tens of thousands of triathletes talking swim, bike, and run every single day of the week. I'm going to ask you this question the Monday this show comes out. Of all the pro triathletes, which one would you most want to sit down and just have a nice casual chat with? Let us know what you have to say.
On to the main set. Going in 3, 2, 1.
TriDot Pool School is the best way for triathletes to learn proper swim form, and it is now the official swim program of Ironman. The TriDot coaching team spent years on the pool deck Crafting Functional Freestyle, and it has already helped hundreds of triathletes improve their swim by an average of 12%. As soon as an athlete registers for TriDot Pool School, they are given a series of dry land exercises to help build crucial muscle memory long before the in-person weekend. The weekend workshop is an engaging blend of instruction, demonstrations, and drills with frequent breaks to rest and reflect. You'll be grouped with swimmers of a similar ability and taught step-by-step how to turn your muscle memory into full-stroke swimming that's smooth and fast. TriDot Pool School is for everyone. We have had entry-level triathletes, back-of-the-packers, mid-packers, some elite age groupers, and even a few pro triathletes in attendance. Ready to jump in? There are pool schools available all over the country and around the world. Head to tridot.com/pool-school and sign up today. Obviously, we here at TriDot love it when new athletes come on board using TriDot training and using our coaches, since we have so many wonderful coaches that are coaching their athletes with TriDot. And athletes find TriDot in a variety of ways and switch over for a variety of reasons. And here today, we're just going to hear from three coaches that have a wonderful roster of athletes and just kind of hear what has their experience been coming on board with TriDot, and what experience are their athletes having as they're getting their hands and feet and legs and lungs on the training. And for our three coaches, my very first question today, I'm kind of curious about this. What was your very first memory of TriDot as a brand? Not necessarily when you decided to switch to it, not necessarily, you know, when you first finally gave it a look and considered it for your business, but your very first impression of the red TriDot disc and the white TriDot text somewhere, anywhere. What was that very first encounter you had with our brand? And Jasmine, you're the newest coach for me, just in terms of getting to know you. So I'm kind of curious, what's this answer for you?
It's such a funny story. I totally thought that this was just Mark Allen's coaching company. And I had no idea that it was a platform for coaches.
Yeah.
And I was at Endurance Exchange in Austin, Texas, last year. And I knew Matt Bach back from when he was at UCAN. But then now he was at TriDot, and I saw like all you guys there, and I was like, oh, they look so cool. Like Mark Allen has a great group with him.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And then like got to talking with Matt, like he saw me and we were catching up, and I was just telling him how I'm like flooding with work, like, you know, the coaching plans and all that stuff. And he's like, oh, well, haven't you heard of TriDot? I'm like, yeah, Mark Allen's coaching company. Yeah. And he's like, no, like we're a platform like for not just like athletes to get coaching, but coaches to like bring their athletes. And then I was like, oh, so yeah, it was like the aha moment, I guess, for me. But, yeah, like I definitely initially just thought it was a Mark Allen's coaching company. And yes, it was definitely a funny little story there. So
and in your defense, we were so excited when Mark came on to start coaching his athletes with TriDot that we did talk about that a lot, and we did market our connection to Mark quite a bit. So in your defense, that I can see why that mix up would happen. I don't think that's fully your fault. Mark obviously is one of our wonderful coaches, and we love Mark. He's a regular here on the podcast. Very funny story there. Coach Jose, your story actually also involves Mark Allen. I've heard it before, but for our listeners, what was your very first impression of the TriDot brand?
Yes, I remember I was walking along the pier back in 2022. Digme Beach, you know, the small beach, the little beach that you have to start the Ironman World Championship. And this is, of course, in Kona. And the day before the competition, you can meet all the pros and the big names of our sports. And there was Mark Allen talking about something new called TriDot. So I thought, okay, if Mark Allen is in TriDot, maybe I know why must know something more about TriDot. So I started looking for information about TriDot and how it worked and everything. And the rest is history.
Yeah, very, very good. And Coach Rhea, you and Will both are the big wigs at Precision Coaching in the UK. So your story and his story, I'm sure, is one of the same. What was your very first encounter with the TriDot brand?
Well, ours didn't involve Mark Allen, but like Jose, it did involve Kona. And we'd never heard of TriDot before. And I know the team, TriDot team, were down in Kona, and the CEO, Jeff Boer, turned around to one of our team sponsors, who's also a team sponsor of you guys, of us, and said, hey, listen, we don't have any users in the UK. We've never even tried to go to the UK because it's such a big market. We don't even know where to start. Do you know any tech savvy coaches that would be interested in hearing about our story? And I guess, like Jose says, the rest is history. We got a phone call from the CEO of Precision Fuel and Hydration, Andy Blow, who I know is a regular on the podcast too.
Love Andy. Said, hey guys, love Andy.
I know, he's so cool. Just called us and said there's a really cool opportunity to be first movers in the tech space. Will, my husband, had already been talking for a good 6 months that he was worried, in inverted commas, about AI and how it might impact or threaten our business. And our business was going really well. And our first phone call on TriDot lasted 4 hours with the CEO. And after that, we were kind of sold.
Yeah. And it's for many of you, your first impression kind of led to you making the switch for your entire business. And I do want to talk about that a little bit, and because your answer might be different. It might be similar, and that's okay. But it's one thing to encounter, tried out the brand in the space for the first time. It's another thing to decide to move your entire business over to it, to move your athletes over to it, to get them on a new platform, to get them doing training they're not used to, and they're already used to training that you're writing for them. And so that's a big leap of faith, right? To make that decision of, okay, here's this thing that I found. It's a great tool, but is it the right tool for my business? And so for you, and again, your answer might be similar, but it might not. We're going to go around the horn here. For you, what was the actual spark that made you say, okay, I'm going to go all in on this and see what it does for my athletes? And I'll go over to Hosera first on this one.
The first big reason is something similar to Raya. It was the very first call, because when the CEO of a company sits down with you for several hours and invests all his time and energy in explaining all the details of the company, everything about TriDot, that's when you know that the company is a great company. So the detail of talking for several days with the employer to start using TriDot was very, very, very important for me from the very beginning. And then the second part is that I've been a coach for 23 years now, and I work as a coach for triathletes. And my early mate work was my computer. So I've been a coach during 23 years, and my only teammate was my computer every single day. So now, after starting using TriDot, I've discovered a huge and extraordinary team of professionals from different fields, from top level coaches as Ryan, Jasmine, and many others, to administration and marketing staff, or, you know, a big team of 50 people that when you are working with them, you are feeling that you are inside a team, you are part of a team. And this is something that I've been able to use, and that has helped me a lot to grow professionally and personally, not just from the coaching perspective, but from the personal part. And on the other hand, now I can dedicate much more time to my human relationship with the triathletes, since TriDot, you know, allows me to be more efficient thanks to the extraordinary technology. And this has allowed me to invest time in building the community of athletes, in educating them, to talk about nutrition, training, competition, etc. So I think TriDot has been a huge discovery, and it's helping me to have the best moment in my life. I always say that the last year has been my best year ever.
No, and I absolutely love to hear that. And your athletes had a great time in Kona. I got to meet many of your athletes in Kona this past year, and they were just kicking butt on the race course out there at the World Championships after their first year on TriDot. Jasmine, what is this answer for you? You talk with Matt Bach at Endurance Exchange. You kind of learn that it's not just Mark Allen's training company. What was the spark that got you to switch over to TriDot for your business?
Well, yeah, I was like kind of venting to Matt. I was like, these training plans take me so long. And I'm just like, because I lead at least one or two in-person coaching sessions a day for the team.
We have
about 80 athletes in the area. So it's like, it's been really hard to do all of that, plus be at all the races every weekend and then do the training plans and then my own training. Like, I was just overwhelmed all the time. And then when Matt told me, like, no, this is a tool for you coaches, and it makes it so much easier and faster. And I was like, oh, okay, I actually had no idea. So then when I hopped on the call and found out more, and I was just like kind of mind blown that this even existed. And I didn't realize, like, I had seen it, but didn't realize it was like something that I could have been using the last few years. I made the switch. I think I was coaching like one-on-one, like 10 athletes at the time, and I just moved them all over. And it was like amazing the amount of time I had actually on my hands to actually focus on the things I wanted to be focusing on, like, you know, with my nutrition background, like being able to help them more dial in their fueling and more on the mindset portion. Like, just the data was so much easier to analyze, like everything, just like all my time got cut in half, and I all of a sudden like kind of got my life back. But not only that, I saw like just tremendous improvements from my athletes as soon as we switched, because I'm kind of just like a self-taught coach. I didn't really have like a coach mentor or anything. So for me, like having like almost like the AI be like my little roadmap for things, and kind of like it gave me more confidence basically. And I feel like I've learned so much by using the platform, for training plans and coaching and for my athletes. I mean, I had one athlete who, like, I forgot if it was 40 or 50 minutes that she shaved off from Indian Wells 70.3, and we did nothing different aside from switch to Tri-Dot in that year. So it just was obviously most importantly a great switch for my athletes, but also for me to be able to give my athletes that attention and coaching that they need and deserve, and not just be working on training plans for 50 hours and never see the light of day. So so definitely like was a game changer for me and my business and the team, and just being a part of like the Tri-Dot family and community, like having other coaches to reach out for help and things. So it's been great.
Yeah. And I love that for you. I love that change for you, that you got part of your life back. And I remember going through the USA Triathlon Level 1 coaching certification, and when they talked about writing training plans, like they spent a whole half day just talking about how to write a training plan. And I'm in the back of the room pounding the table, like, there's a better way. You don't have to do all of this. Like, you can just let the computers do it. Like, Rhea, same question over to you.
There is a better way, Andrew. But one thing I would caveat with that, it doesn't matter that the platform helps us write the training plans. I think it's still really, really important for us as coaches to really understand deep-rooted knowledge of programming.
Sure.
Which is really important to note that whilst it massively helps us with so many different aspects, I still sit and spend at least an hour checking each athlete's program, you know, every week. But what got us moved over was really a TSS versus NTS argument, which is the ability to measure stress accurately. We are quite a tech focused triathlon kind of team. We coach with a lot of advanced tools, not necessarily to make it complicated for our athletes, but we want as much data as possible when we're coaching. And one of the problems that we always felt is that we're using all this comprehensive tools that are deep diving into data, but are we accurately measuring the stress that our athletes are under to get viable data from this, you know, from our stride meters or from our core body temperatures, from our HRV? You know, if TSS, which is for those of us who aren't coaches, is training stress score, which is the measure of stress that other platforms use, it only takes two variables into consideration: the length of your workout and potentially how stressful it is in terms of intensity. But there's so many different aspects of stress. It's life stress. There is how long you've been training for the last 7 days, what you have 7 days into the future. You know, how many threshold sessions have you had that week? What temperature do you train in? What environment do you train in? What elevation? What's the humidity? What's your age? What's your gender? And we knew this, but obviously we didn't have the time to develop or look into that, right? So when the CEO, Jeff, sort of opened up with that, Will basically was sold because he had been so aggravated by TSS for so long that to have an updated, modernized version that can help us accurately quantify stress was a total game changer.
Yeah. And Jeff, our CEO, he's always very clear. Like he has nothing but praise for the pioneers of the sport who created TSS, I want to say 2 decades ago, loosely. That's been a metric in the marketplace.
It was amazing when it was invented. Amazing.
Yeah, it's just we know more now. We have more sensors now. We have better knowledge now. And Jeff was like, yeah, it's time for somebody to update this. And so he did it here at TriDot. And yeah, great point there, Rhea, for that to be the kind of the tipping point for you guys to bring precision coaching over to TriDot. I want to hear about, so that was kind of you making the switch for your business. And now that you've made that switch, let's talk about the reaction your athletes are having to the training. And Jasmine, you mentioned that you had one particular athlete at Indian Wells go 40 to 50 minutes faster just off of 1 year on TriDot versus the programs you were writing. That was my personal experience. I went from a 5:57 PR at half Ironman to a 5:02 PR at half Ironman just in a year and change on TriDot myself. What are you hearing, Jasmine, from the rest of your athletes about their experience at TriDot?
Yeah, they like all of them love it. Obviously, there was like in the beginning, like some like whenever change happens, everyone's kind of like, whoa, what's going on? What's this? And when we first switched, there was kind of like some like confusion and hesitation. But then once they got into it and they started doing the training and the different plans and programs, and obviously, like I definitely heavily like look at it as well and make sure that it's still tailored to all of them and feeling like everything's feeling really good, especially like for some reason I get a lot of athletes that come to me injured, so I obviously have to like adjust the plan quite a bit. But they have loved all the different workouts that they get, like the different training sessions, and they've just seen like some huge improvements. And really, like some of them are even like training a little less because work has gotten crazy and things have like life's gone crazy, but they're still getting PRs and doing great because the training is just so optimized and efficient that they could even get to those PRs like better and more effectively without putting in as much time as they were before with like the super heavy volume and stuff. So yeah, it's been definitely great for all my athletes, and I've been getting more and more athletes just by being on TriDot, and they're very, very happy, and that makes me very happy.
Yeah, love to hear that. And I love hearing from our podcast coaches. You know, typically the coaches who are on our podcast on a regular basis, you know, they're chosen for their expertise, but, you know, because people hear you and connect with you, you know, people are like, I want to work with that coach. I enjoyed hearing them. So, you know, Coach Jasmine, Coach Rhea, and Coach Jose could all be your personal triathlon coach. Just know that as we talk through this conversation. Rhea, how have your athletes in the UK just received the training once you made the switch?
We had an interesting sort of leap into it because we were literally the first people to even try it. So most of our athletes hadn't even heard of it. And I think our team, of which we had, I think we transitioned 120 athletes and 4 coaches. So it was a big deal for us because we were doing something new. And
yeah,
I think globally we have a resistance to change, but the UK, like they know what they know and they're comfortable with that. I think it took a little convincing. We had the same as Jasmine. We had a couple of people thinking we are totally crazy. And Will sat down and wrote, I'm the sort of team manager and Will's the head coach. And so often the voice on our community chats is me, and Will pipes up only every once in a while. And he sat down and he started this really long message to the whole team saying, right, everyone make a cup of tea, sit down. This is going to be a long one. And, you know, I know you don't hear from me. And he launched into this long story of why we were going to do it. And luckily our team trusts us, so they all moved over. And I think the apprehension is just the change. It wasn't AI, it wasn't this, it's just, you know, the platform looks different to what they're used to. And, you know, they weren't sure, like, does that mean we're going to coach them less because the plan is written for them and all that sort of stuff. So, but, you know, we've had so many incredible stories. And, you know, one amazing anecdotal story from a team member spurs on another amazing anecdotal story from the team member.
Oh, I love it.
And it creates this sense of like success and triumph and fun. And yeah, so the team has gone from strength to strength. So it's been a really lovely transition, if not a little bit hiccupy in the beginning, but that's sure. Just change, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's any change, especially with that many athletes all making that change. Coach Jose, same question to you for your community in Spain. How are the Spanish contingent of Tridot finding their Tridot training?
For me, something key was the education. You know, when an athlete understands what he's doing, they enjoy more. If they enjoy more, they improve even more. So always is very, very important to educate every single athlete. So I spend at least 30 minutes to 1 hour talking to every single athlete, one-on-one conversations, to explain to them why we are going to move from the from our platform to the platform that we are going to use now, so it's Tridot. And when you explain to them little by little, detail by detail, I think they understood that, okay, this is a huge improvement. So we are really convinced. And of course, this is just the first part. You invest a lot of time in the education piece, but then when they see the results, when they start feeling fresh, when they start training the exact amount of time that they need to train with always with high quality, every single minute of the training week is high quality training. So then is when they realize that, okay, this move was really, really, really good. And then of course is the last part is when they arrive to the race, when they arrive to the Ironman or Ironman 70.3 races. And when they realize that we've been working together maybe 10 years, 15 years with the same athlete. And suddenly in 1 year, they improve their own personal best times by 45 minutes, 1 hour. So I have like two of my favorite stories are my wife, Tamara. She was racing her very first year in 2022, and she raced Ironman Vitoria. She finished the race. She enjoyed it a lot. She qualified for Kona, so she did a very extraordinary race because she's an amazing athlete. And 1 year later, 2023, with Tridot, using Tridot, she improved 1 hour in Vitoria, 1 hour in Kona because she qualified again. So it was like perfect. And then the other one is very nice. I've been coaching an athlete from Canada during 10 years now. And the first day that he met me was like, okay, coach, I would like to qualify for Kona someday. So after 10 years, this year, she finally qualified for Kona. She won her age group, and you know, it's life changing. So for her, it was the best moment of her life when we moved to Tridot, because you know, it's that kind of person that kind of people that you know, she always want to train more and more and more and more, and I need a lot of time to convince her that okay, don't worry, you are now training. Just maybe 10 hours, 12 hours, 13 hours, but you are doing correctly. And of course, when she saw the results, so she felt really, really, really happy.
So all three of you individually are triathletes. You train yourselves, you race yourselves. So I just want to hear for the three of you, just strip the business away from it, strip coaching away from it, just you individually as an athlete, now following the training on your own. You know, what is the biggest difference you've seen in your own training and racing after coming on with Tridot? Coach Jose.
Every year I go to Madrid, here in the main capital in Spain, and I visit one of the best cardiologists in the world. And every year I go there, I do my assessments just for health questions, just to know that everything works perfectly and sure. That my heart is perfect. So this year, when I went to visit her after 1 year using Tridot, when she was doing my cardiac echography, she told me, what have you been doing during the last 12 months? Because your heart always has been healthy, perfect, nice, the heart of an athlete, but what have you been doing? Because this is beautiful. Your art has been evolving perfectly related to your training. So please let me know what are you doing? And then I explained her that, okay, this is Tridal. This is the next generation. This is a new way to understand training, understand intensity, understand volume. So this was a very, very nice part of the journey, because it's not just the performance. The performance, of course, is very nice. All of us, we want to perform well when we are going to race. But when you go to the health side of the sport, is when you really realize that Tridal is perfect for our training and racing, but Tridal is very, very, very good and very, very important to help us to be healthier.
Yeah, we'll have to add that to our qualifications as a company, that Tridot training is cardiologist approved, specifically in the country of Spain, in the city of Madrid.
Yes.
Rhea, same question over to you. Just as personally as an athlete, what has your journey been as you started doing the training sessions with Tridot?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more than Jose. I came in to Tridot very injured and quite ill. So I was diagnosed with relative energy deficiency syndrome back in 2021, and I was hospitalized with it. So had a really tough time coming back, and have really struggled with it because of some of the awful things that have happened since being diagnosed with REDS, which is what it is. And that is from purely overtraining and underfueling for years and years and years. And also I tried to go plant-based for a year. Loved it, even with the help of a nutritionist, I just wasn't getting the protein volume in. So I was starting from a really low base, which is quite hard to handle when you're someone who has, won world championship titles. but Tridot was able to help me layer so systematically, sensibly. I put my thresholds way down and started from scratch. So I started walking rather than running for my threshold test. And
yeah, I just started
easing back in so sensibly. And then every test came around and I would just walk or run another minute faster for my 5K. So even though I knew I was much faster than this, I knew that my body, I had to take it easy. And the ability for Tridot to simply layer the load so gradually and so beautifully is better than I've certainly ever been able to plan for myself, that any other coaches helped me with, even like my husband who coached me for 7 years. because I'm someone who pushes and pushes and pushes. You know, I've been a professional athlete most of my life, and it's all I want to do is be faster and push harder. And so actually that was amazing. And what was really interesting was I wanted to get the full experience of Tridot to make sure I knew what I was asking my athletes to do. So I did my physiogenomics. We always knew that I have a high propensity to get injured, even if I push myself. And also, even though I always raced well, I would still not be able to walk like 5 days after an Ironman.
Wow.
No matter how slow or fast the race was. And the physiogenomics, like when it uploaded, just changed my programming. Like not so severely that you notice, but just like in between my thresholds.
Yeah.
You get an extra minute rest than like your husband who's on the turbo going, why do you have 3 minutes and I have two? And like just such simple things like that.
So my body doesn't break down.
Exactly. And I am injury free a year and 2 months into the training. So it's huge.
Yeah. So glad to hear that. And I am also an athlete who in my physiogenomics is has a high propensity for injury. So we need t-shirts. We need like a fall risk, like injury risk, like t-shirt club for all the Tridot athletes who are easily injured and taking advantage of the program for that reason. Jasmine, for you, when you started training with Tridot on a personal level, what difference has it made in your training?
It's made a huge difference, especially for me with the swimming. I feel like I had kind of hit like a plateau with the swimming until I started doing all these new drills. Like, some of the drills there I had never seen or heard of them. And I was like, what is this? And I was like, whoa, interesting. And then when I did the pool school and everything, like, it's just made a huge difference. Like, now I'm able to put down faster times with, like, way less effort. My, like, yeah, my run and bike have significantly improved too. But for me, it was really, like, seeing some of these swim drills that I've, like, never seen or even heard of before, and it's just been a huge game changer for me and my athletes and how I coach my athletes, like in the pool and stuff now. So it's been awesome to, like, kind of see my training and also injury, for sure, less injuries because I am also injury prone. so it's definitely very nice to see myself and all my athletes, like, injury free once they get started with me and the plan on Tridot. So it's been fantastic.
Jasmine, what is one of the swim drills you had never heard of before doing Tridot?
I mean, the finding fast was a big one for me, like, just even getting into the first pose of fast, I was like, what is this? Like, how does my shoulder, stay at 45? And like, it was so, like, I felt like a completely new swimmer trying to do all these things, but I loved that it took me from, you know, like, complete just going to the baseline of things and getting to the root cause versus just fixing little things in my form here and there. That was, like, a big one for me, and just, like, really learning how to actually swim properly versus just fixing things. So I think that's the best part, is, like, getting down to, like, the root cause of things and not just the surface level. So
I did have down on our notes today to talk about Tridot Pool School. For time, I'm going to skip over that, but I just wanted to make a note while Jasmine kind of brought it up. All three of you are certified pool school coaches, and I think with nods of heads, you all agree Tridot Pool School is an amazing tool for athletes to revolutionize their swim. Whether you are a Tridot athlete or not, you're more than welcome to jump into Tridot Pool School and fix your swim form, revolutionize your swim form from the ground up. So I'm curious, now that you're on Tridot and your athletes are on Tridot, every single workout that your athletes are getting is generated for them by Tridot. What workout that your athletes get sparks the most questions? Like which one is the one that you just know when it comes around on somebody's schedule, you're going to have an extra long phone call to talk about this workout before they do it. There's some doozies in there between big gear workout and MAV shuttles and some of the sprinting stuff in the pool. I'm just curious to hear what are the things that your athletes really react to when they see it come across their training calendar. Jasmine, what is it for you?
I literally wrote down big gear work and half shuttles.
I reckon we all did.
Yeah. Well, because, like, it's that. And then some of, like, maybe some of the swim drills that they've never seen, like, okay, sink downs or some things like that. But, like, those, yeah, the big gear work and MAV shuttles, especially the big gear work. I know anytime that's in there or I put it in there, I'm like, ooh, I know I'm going to get some messages about that, but I love it. I think it's such a fun one. So I'm like, and I know a lot of my athletes skip strength. So I'm like, this is the way that I know they are doing their strength work and getting the ride in. So I torture them. If they don't do their strength, I put that in there. So.
I like, literally, I cannot hold every single squat interval it tells me to hold. Like, I can't do it. I try every single time, and at some point my legs just give out entirely. And one of these days, that's like a Tridot goal for me, is like the day I actually get through my entire big gear workout as prescribed, I'm going to celebrate with like a pint of ice cream or something. I don't know, we'll see. Jose, Rhea, anything different from you besides those two particular workouts?
My athletes are exactly the same as Jasmine's. I mean, big gear, it gets them every time. One, especially because it's not a downloadable workout. So the way you have to run the workout means that no matter how perfect you did the workout, you're probably only going to get 30 or 40 session XPs, and it just, yeah, like, or like train X score. And it drives my athletes so crazy because, like, we definitely have a problem with perfectionism in our team, like, and we're working on it. Don't worry. Hi, we're precision coaching. And
that's a triathlon problem. Yeah, that's a triathlete problem.
It's one of my favorite workouts. Like, I don't know. Is there a problem with me? Like, I see it in my program. I'm like, yes. All right, here we go. I love the wall sit. I don't know. Maybe something wrong with me.
Yeah, and just for the athletes at home, there is a reason why you might not get a good score on that workout. And basically, it is very difficult to quantify what a strength session is doing to you. We can see what your heart rate is during a strength session. And so when you get big gear workout for those minutes that you're holding your squats, we can see what your heart rate is doing, but it's very difficult to quantify in terms of a big data back of the computer algorithm kind of way, what's actually happening there. And anyway, getting off topic, Coach Jose, anything different that your athletes just react to when it hits their training calendar?
I have the same answer, of course. And I have another one. My athletes always react when they see long zone for repetition.
Ah.
So when they see 10, 11, 12 minutes, even 17 minutes,
yeah,
zone four, it's like, why I'm doing this? Because this is really, really, really tough. So at the end, the nice part is that, you know, they feel the high intensity during the workout, but at the same time, they feel the improvement. So finally, they understand how important these sessions are.
I think when I see 2x18 on the bike, that's usually my cue that my assessments are right around the corner. So
yeah.
So we have coaches all over the world now, and I mean, hundreds of coaches are using TriDot to coach their athletes. We absolutely love it. There is more room under the tent. We're a very welcoming community. And some of those coaches are very involved in the TriDot community. Some of those coaches, just kind of do their own thing with their athletes, and the training is powered by TriDot, and both approaches are totally fine. Both approaches are absolutely whatever is best for your business, however you want to do it. So I'm not saying one way or the other here. I'm just kind of curious from the three of you, how much has the TriDot community added to your triathlon experience and the experience of your athletes? Coach Jasmine.
It's been, I mean, a tremendous impact for me because I was like always wanting to have other coaches to collaborate with and talk to and like ask questions with, and having like that biweekly coaching call has been amazing for me. I feel like I've learned and grown so much in this past year, like more than I have in the last 5 years of coaching. So,
yeah, so cool.
For me, just getting that TriDot community has been a game changer, and also my athletes love it. It's like we have like this whole other big pool of support for us. And it's also awesome because my team's colors are also red and black. So
yeah.
It just kind of like works really well. Yeah. For me, it's just been really nice to actually have that support and community feel that I've been wanting versus like the very competitive feel that, you know, triathlon has a lot of the time. Like
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you just want to talk with other coaches and help each other out. Like I've helped some other TriDot coaches get started with everything recently. So that's been really cool, getting them up and running in their own business. So I've like loved being able to also give back to the community with things that I've learned.
Coach Osera, same question over to you. What impact has the TriDot community had on your athletes and your coaching?
Yes, as I explained before, it's been amazing. It's been a very beautiful journey from 2022 at the end, maybe December, because, you know, from the very beginning, you feel that you are belonging to a team. You are part of a big team, of course, of coaches. And then it's very nice to learn from them and at the same time to share with them all your knowledge, your experience. For example, I always say the same. I have two big, big, big references in Raya and Will because, you know, they are the one of the best in the world, and every single detail that they can teach you, of course, from the coaching perspective, but at the same time from the business perspective, is like, you know, it's the best present that a coach can have. So it's beautiful to share time and experiences and meetings and all kind of, you know, of things with all this kind of big community of coaches. And I think this is very unique because there are no other place in the world where you can find this passion at the same time that you can feel that you are working together with more coaches, and all of us want the same. So we always want the best for TriDot, which is the best for us. So I think it's beautiful because, you know, the message and the power of this kind of relationship is the best that any company can have.
Coach Rhea, same question over to you.
I love it. He's so he says all the right things. Flattery will get you everywhere, Jose, every time. I mean, he said it so well. Before we joined TriDot, my husband and I, we are a husband and wife combo, so at least we had each other. But so many triathlon coaches are like solopreneurs, right? They are doing this all on their own. They don't have anyone to bounce ideas off of. They don't have anyone to like help do the social media posting or making sure that everyone gets to their race or make sure the team kit has been ordered. And like, there's so many things that are really task heavy that you have to do, and you're doing it all on your own. And it can get really frustrating, especially like, you know, maybe you've just lost an athlete that really meant something to you, and you know it's the right thing for them to move on, but you're distraught and destroyed over it. Like, you know, things like that where you can't, there's no one to bounce those things off of. And suddenly TriDot had these amazing mentor groups, you know, and Jose and I, we joined at the same time. We were in the mentor group, and like every 2 weeks, you were like every like Monday, I'd be so excited that we were going to do our mentor group. Like I couldn't wait to get on the call. And like half of us joined early and like, you know, make sure the call is like an hour and 20 minutes rather than an hour. Like, that's cool. It's no way that before joining TriDot, I would have had this collaborative approach to working with competitors to be better. And that is something that nobody else is doing. I mean, my previous platform that I worked on, I couldn't even get a tech support answer from them, let alone, you know, them putting me in a group of coaches that made me better and helped me build my business. And the other cool thing is there's so much that you can be involved with as a TriDot coach, but everything that's there for you to be a part of is totally up to you. It's up to you how much you take advantage of it. If you don't want to do that, you don't have to, but it's there. And like, now that I've experienced it, and I think Jose and I dived in like into the deep end head first, anything that they said we should try and do, we did. So we got our TriDot certification, like coaching certification. We joined a mentor group. We started mentoring. You know, we've done everything that was available to us. And I don't think we'd be the coaches we are today had we not done all of that, even with all of our years of experience, right? Like, it's been a game changer.
Like, to me, The perfect way of doing this, you have to try out training there as the kind of the base experience for your athletes. It's getting us all fitter, healthier, et cetera, et cetera. But then the coach brings the flavor, and the coach brings the community, and the coach brings the extra things to plug into, the extra learning opportunities. And all three of you, to your credit, are doing a lot with your coaches on site. So I just want to give those kudos to the three of you. And we're going to wrap up our main set today with this. I want to hear from all three of you. Just your 30-second elevator pitch for TriDot. Rhea, go.
TriDot training is such an amazing platform to join as a coach and to bring your team because of this collaborative community that we've built that not only helps you be a better coach, but learn new skills and collaborate with other coaches that we've just never had before. Being able to quantify stress like we've never been able to do it before, and do it with a platform that's actually so simple to use and really pretty on the front end. So it's doing all the hard work on the back end. So yeah, it's just an amazing, amazing tool and community to be a part of.
Jose.
Artificial intelligence and human intelligence is specific for triathlon and the best team, all in TriDot.
Yay!
Jasmine.
Just try it. Like, don't hesitate. Just get on and try it. Give it a chance. Give it a chance for yourself, for your athletes, for your business, and see what it does. I mean, AI is the future, and coaches that know AI are definitely going to know what to do in the long run. So just hop on, try it. Same thing as an athlete. You won't regret it. You won't get any injuries. You'll have a great season. It'll just be so much better for both sides. So just try it.
And we have great coaches, like the coaches on this podcast, who can be your coach. You can be coached by Rhea, Jasmine, or Josera, all on your own. We also have a pretty okay podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Great set, everyone. Let's cool down.
Well, hello there, everyone. It's Coach Cooldown Tip Time, and I'm Vanessa, your average triathlete with elite level enthusiasm. With me today is Dennis Hetland. Dennis has been involved in the triathlon community for over 20 years as an athlete and is a certified TriDot coach. Dennis is the poster boy for something that I've always believed, and that is anyone can do the sport of triathlon. With a background in scholastics and music, Dennis claimed that he did not have an athletic bone in his body. Well, he sits here today having completed sprint all the way to full distance tries, and he is also a proud recipient of a World Marathon Majors 6-star finisher medal. That is quite an accomplishment. Dennis enjoys working with time-crunched athletes who are looking for work-life-family balance. His goal is to help them cross the finish line with a smile on their face and feeling the support of their families and the TriDot community. Dennis enjoys living in Arizona with his wife, Patty, and visiting his children and grandchildren in Colorado and North Dakota. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Well, thanks, Vanessa. Happy to be here. Looking forward to absorbing some of that enthusiasm that you have and also maybe sharing a tip or two.
Sounds great. So, Dennis, I think it's fair to say that you believe there is a great depth in the power of the mind. So tell us how on earth you have walked on a bed of hot coals, not once, but twice.
Well, actually, it's three times, but first time wasn't on purpose, and I actually did end up burning my feet on that one. But the other two times, like I say, was on purpose. Many of you may know or have heard of Tony Robbins, and I participated in a number of his events. And one of the calling cards, at least at that point in time, was the Firewalk. So I've had the opportunity to do two different Firewalks. The first one was a shorter distance. And the second one, it was about three times the distance of the first one. So definitely requires a lot of mindset control and a lot of energy that you take in to be able to successfully cross without burning your feet.
That is so amazing. I would love to hear a little bit about this mind control. And I think that that has something to do with the tip that you're going to share with us today. So what do you have to share with our listeners?
Well, a tip that I want to share today, you know, and I think that it's been shared a couple of different times in previous podcasts, but it's, you know, dealing with anxiety. And we're all going to feel the anxiety. And I think the more approaches that we have, the more tools that we have to be able to handle it, the better off that we're going to be in kind of accomplishing that goal. So my tip is that the body and the mind really can't distinguish between anxiety and excitement. It's the meaning that we put on it. So as hard as it can be at times, we have to decide to be excited and not anxious. Yes, probably easier said than done sometimes, but the simple act of thinking about what excites us for the day can do wonders. You know, is it your vision of the finish? Is it seeing your support crew or your family along the way? Or perhaps that little treat that you decided to give yourself the finish? There are many things that we can be excited about, and thinking of these will change our focus from anxiety. Of course, the act of a simple smile can do wonders as well, as it is hard to be sad and anxious while you have a smile on your face. Plus, the smiles that you will receive in return add to that positive vibe that you are looking for. The mind is a powerful tool, and we need to use it to our advantage.
I love everything that you said there. I think that's something that is really important that you mentioned is that our body physiologically doesn't know the difference between anxiety and excitement. And it's our perception of how we what we perceive in the situation to be associated with those different feelings. I talk about this with my kids all the time. But it is easier to say than it is to do. So the thing that I like that you really hit home with was thinking of those tangible acts of shifting the mindset from anxiety to excitement. And I just love the one particularly about smiling. I think that is so valuable on the race course. And just like you said, if you give a smile, you will most likely get one in return. And every race course I've been on, the fans that are on the sidelines, they came out to cheer for people, and that's what they're there for. So if you engage with them, you're more likely to get something back. And it's just this energy that keeps on going.
Yeah. A little story behind the smile. I was participating in the Fargo Marathon back in North Dakota. And afterwards, I was having a conversation with somebody I knew, and they were situated about mile 22. And her comment was, "I'm never going to run a marathon." And I said, well, why? It's because I see the look on people's faces when they come across and we're going. She said, nobody was smiling. And I think of that a lot as I'm out in an event. And if I'm getting into that rough patch, the first thing I do is put a smile on my face.
Thanks for joining us. Make sure to subscribe and share the TriDot podcast with your triathlon crew. For more great Tri content and community, connect with us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Ready to optimize your training? Head to TriDot.com. And start your free trial today. TriDot, the obvious and automatic choice for triathlon training.